And we are broadcasting live from the Ford Ice Center here on this Wednesday. Great to have you in. Let's get some hockey discussion going as we welcome in our next guest, Willie Donick, Preds play-by-play on the television side and, of course, co-host of Darren and Donick. Willie, we appreciate a couple of minutes this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. And let's talk a bit about that first period last night. You know, they were able to get pucks in deep early on last night. How impressed were you with the first 20 minutes and how they were able to jump out on the lead and get a nice attack going?
Well, I'll tell you, that was, I thought, one of the best periods they played in the Wild. Scott Hartnell, who scored one of the goals in that first period, echoed the same thing in our interview during our broadcast in the first intermission. He said that was one of the better periods they played in a few weeks. And it was a good thing that they did, because they needed every one of those minutes to hang on, because the Red Wings came back very strong in the last couple of periods.
Yeah, how much credit last night do you give to UC Saros? Not a particularly great night for the defense core. Nothing to be concerned about. They're a great team, and they're going to have some off nights. They gave up a lot of high leverage chances, but UC Saros sort of just was there to save the day the entire step of the way. How much credit do you give him last night?
He's outstanding. I'll tell you what, he is so talented. I keep listening to Chris Mason rave about him and some of the abilities he has to track the puck, process information, and almost know where the play is going to go before it happens. And it's one thing to be able to do that mentally, but then physically to get yourself in the right place as quick as he does, it's a tremendous combination. It served him well last night. He made a lot of key saves, no question. And as you said, Braden, when you play some of these back-to-back games and you're traveling and you get there real late at night, you lose an hour, you're not going to always have a lot of reserve energy. And I think that was the case last night. Detroit had a little more zip, and the Predators were hanging on. UC Saros was the guy that bailed him out.
Now, Willie, even with that being said, in the next, what, four out of six games, are at the opponent's arena. They got the next two here at Bridgestone, but then after that, they're on a away road swing. Do you feel last night that they got their legs up underneath them the last two games? Because prior to that, it seems like they struggled. It seemed like fatigue had set in, and many thought that this team was kind of on a downslide. But because of that veteran leadership that they have in that locker room, because these guys have been together, because they're such a good team, they kind of pick themselves up out of it. Do you see them now having their legs up underneath them?
Yeah, I think these are the dog days. I think when you get down to it, you know, when you go through this period of time, it's a compressed schedule. Everybody's playing a lot. Sometimes you're playing four games in six nights, six games in nine nights. You really just have to suck it up. And I think that's where depth comes in handy. I think right now, if you have a little patch where you're feeling fatigued, you have to fight through it, and you have to have a lot of different players who can make plays for you. And I thought last night was a good example of that, where Scott Hartnell makes a big play. Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis have come back around offensively and chipped in. The ability for all these defensemen to make big plays and help get on the score sheet for you is going to serve them well. And you're right, they've got a big road trip coming up. They've got two more big games on this homestand now, against teams that are likely going to be in the playoffs if they could play again in the postseason. And you're not going to have your A game every night, but you just have to fight through it and continue to look at the big picture.
We're talking to Willie Donick, joining us here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie, we got the trade deadline coming up in just about 4 or 5 days, but you go back to November when they brought in Kyle Turris, and obviously Fisher is going to be coming back in the next couple of games, next couple of weeks. Is it safe to say, is it a fair assumption that maybe the addition of Fisher and obviously Turris back in November is all that they will do before this deadline?
I don't know if it's safe to say. I think they're definitely going to look. Mike Fisher was on the road trip last night, which was really interesting. It was great to see him jump on the plane. The guys were really excited. They were almost clapping for him when he got on there, because this was his first road trip. So he did some training. He's getting closer. We might even see him in a game at the beginning of that road trip next week. Now, as far as the trade deadline, I think they're going to continue to look very closely at everything that's there. They had their entire staff, Paul Fenton, Brian Poyle, were at the game last night along with David Poyle. I think they're talking to anybody and everybody. They're going to explore all options. I would not rule out at all adding another forward before the deadline. It just depends on what the price is. Right now you hear all these prices being very high. If those prices come down, I think the bettors will be interested. I don't think they're willing to go out on a limb because, as you said, they have added Fisher. They're going to add Fisher, and they have added Turris. So there's not that much pressure to have to add somebody, which means you don't have to give up too much.
Well, and the interesting thing about bringing in another player, even if you're just nibbling around the edges and it's a third-line or fourth-line player, there's still a chemistry thing there. The thing about Mike Fisher is there really isn't any concern about where you put him in the lineup, who he plays with, and how long it takes him to get acclimated, right?
Yes, I think Mike Fisher is, number one, beloved by everybody in the locker room. They know him. He also is enough of a team guy to accept whatever role is given him at the beginning. And it could evolve from the time that it starts. I think it's going to be about a 15 to 18 game season for him in the regular season. And who knows what he's going to look like. If he looks good and his body's fresh by the time the postseason starts, he could be a very good weapon for them. He might move up some in the lineup. And as far as anybody they would add, I do think it would specifically be a guy that would elevate their top nine. I don't think they're looking for a small piece. Like, for example, last year they brought in P.A. Parenteau just for depth. They ended up using him quite a bit, but not every game in the playoffs, but he came in handy as a useful guy to put in there. I don't think they're looking for that type of guy. They're looking for a guy that is a clear weapon, but it's got to be the right guy. And if they can't find him for the right place, they'll roll with the guys they've got.
Willie Donick, Preds Television play-by-play and co-host of Darren and Donick right here on 102.5 The Game. Willie, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
You got it. There he is, Willie Donick. You can follow him on Twitter at WillieD1025. Okay, so we've got Stick to Sports coming up in just about 5 minutes, but right now, if you want a pair of tickets to see Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders basketball take on conference rival Western Kentucky at the Murphy Center on Thursday, March 1st, just be callers 4 and 5 right now at 615-737-1025. Once again, caller 4 and 5, 615-737-1025. You get a pair of tickets to see Middle Tennessee State take on their rival Western Kentucky at the Murphy Center on Thursday, March 1st. Callers 4 and 5, 615-737-1025. Nick, Braden, D-Mace, Chase, breakfast is here. We'll stick to sports when we come back. We're live from the Ford Ice Center on ESPN 102.5 The Game.